Chapter 21. The Doctor. The Beltway was a lot busier on the return journey, and it took well over an hour to travel north to the hospital. The Walter Reed Medical Facility is vast and set in its own grounds in the Bethesda district of Washington. Parking for civilian vehicles is provided below ground, under the main administration building, and consists of 5 levels, each with spaces for over 300 vehicles. Jack had to drive to the lowest level before they found a vacant space. They left the car and took one of the 4 elevators up to the ground level and out into the main reception foyer. Several receptionists manned the large inquiries counter, and after persuading one of them Lisa was Anders Bergen's fiancée, they managed to gain access to the intensive care unit where Bergen was being treated. The stern-looking ward sister was not happy about her patient having visitors, but when Lisa broke down in tears, the tough nurse's demeanour softened and directions were given to the captain's private side ward. "This is it," said Lisa, as she pointed to a door a few yards away. The door opened and a doctor came out, smiling as he passed them. Jack stopped and turned to look at the retreating doctor. Lisa opened the door and they entered. The room was well lit, with the afternoon sun streaming in on the sleeping man's face. Several machines were sighted around the bed, each with cables or tubes attached to Bergen's body. Lisa moved to the bedside, as Jack said, "Look, the machines are all switched off." She felt the captain's pulse and turned to Jack. "He's dead." "Tell the nurse, I'm going after that doctor." As Jack ran along the corridor, he almost knocked the stern ward sister off her feet. Her shouts echoed in his ear as he turned the corner, just in time to see the lift doors closing. He hit the button several times and then turned and ran for the emergency stairwell, almost knocking over another nurse as he burst through the heavy door. He was on the 3rd flight down when he heard Lisa shouting, her footsteps clattering on the concrete steps above him. 2 more flights and he was out onto the 1st level sub-parking area. He quickly looked around and saw no movement anywhere. Where was the bastard? No space is here. The 5th level had space. His brain racing, he ran back into the stairwell, knocking Lisa over and shouting, "Lowest level!" A few seconds later, they crashed through the emergency door and into the parking area. "Over there!" Lisa raised her hand to a white van parked in the corner. "The doctor!" The white-coated man disappeared around the side of the van as the 2 sprinted towards it. As they ran around the van, they came to a sudden stop. The man in front of them stood smiling, a small, snub-nosed revolver in his hand. The man quickly searched Lisa and Jack, confiscating their smartphones. Still smiling, he said, "Any sound, any attempt to attract attention, and I'll stop the van and shoot you both. Now get in." Jack looked at him, weighing him up. He was taller than Jack, very thin, with a grey pallor about his face that spoke to some kind of skin malaise. Jack felt his heavier weight would be an advantage in a straight fight, but the thin man was almost half Jack's age, which would ultimately give the younger man the upper hand. One quick heavy punch should knock him down, but he still had the gun. Getting in the van was the last thing Jack wanted. He looked at Lisa and hoped she had the same thought. The wink from Jack was confirmation. As she moved to enter the van, she feigned a stumble and fell. The man took his eyes off Jack, and that was all he needed. Jack's open hand chopped down on the man's gun hand, dislodging the weapon and breaking the wrist. The left fist was already on its way, and it caught the man square on the point of his chin, knocking him off his feet. Lisa scrabbled under the van, searching for the gun as Jack kicked his opponent hard in the ribs, knocking the breath from his lungs. The man rolled over into a fetal position, gasping for air. Jack stepped closer and gave him another vicious kick in the kidneys. The fake doctor lay there groaning as Lisa crawled out from under the van, revolver in hand. "You okay?" She grinned. "I'm good. Impressive, Mr. Castle. Not bad at all for an old man." Less of the old man. The skinny guy was still moaning as Jack unceremoniously retrieved their phones from the pocket of the white coat. He took the gun from Lisa. "Call the police," he said as he handed her the phone, then gave the moaning would-be assailant another kick. "Get the fuck up!" The man struggled to his knees. then slowly stood upright. Jack moved back. "Okay, shithead, this way." As they moved from behind the van, a single shot rang out. The side of the man's head disintegrated, splattering blood and brain matter over the adjacent wall. Jack instinctively ducked back behind the vehicle, then watched as the dead man slid down the wall and onto the concrete floor. The screech of tyres preceded the big 4x4 as it raced for the up ramp. Jack caught the first couple of numbers of the license plate, but, more importantly, saw it was a military vehicle. At the Bethesda Central Precinct, Lisa and Jack made their statements. Their stories remained the same as they told the sergeant at the airbase. They were friends of Captain Bergen and had come to the hospital to see how he was. Jack had suspected the fake doctor and had pursued when they found Bergen dead. The police were surprised why the Englishman was intuitive enough to chase the murderer and competent enough to disarm him, until he told them he was ex-British Army. The interviewing detective was even more surprised when the police captain came into the room and said they were to be released immediately once they'd finished their statements. After Jack and Lisa left the precinct, the detective went to see his boss. "Who the fuck were those two?" The captain looked at his colleague. "Not sure, but they have friends in high places, so my guess is Spooks. She's probably CIA and the British guy, MI6. The captain took a sip from a steaming mug of coffee. "And I reckon there's a lot more going on here than those two just visiting a sick friend."